Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
The statistics are showing that South Africans love Black Friday. So Bankserv, in fact, found that a total value of 2021 Black Friday transactions was a mammoth 3.3 billion rand. South Africans spent 3.3 billion rand, 17% increase from 2020. Wow, I wonder if Eskom can get diesel on Friday. Maybe someone's selling that on special. All right, but let's not go there. Let's not go there at all. Kenny Mayering is a financial wellness coach, and we wanted to get his thoughts and some tips around managing Black Friday. Kenny, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Well, I'm great, thanks. And you? I'm pleased to be on your show.
It's great to have you. So how do we approach this?
Right. Well, the big thing with Black Friday is you end up buying a whole lot of unnecessary stuff. You get caught in the massive discounts that you get offered. And then a couple of weeks later, when your purchases arrive or you go to the shop and you look back, you see what have I actually ended up buying? Because you can get caught up in the frenzy of the deep discounts. My whole approach to anything with regarding finances is actually to have a plan of action. And if you have a plan of action, you can actually manage Black Friday to your personal advantage.
Right. So how do you do that?
So what I do now, this is also having said that, I must put my hand up and say, listen, I have bought a whole lot of rubbish on a Black Friday specials when they first started coming out. Right. And I realized the error of my ways when the pug mask arrived.
Right.
But certainly when it comes to finances, I always believe in actually having a budget. So you've got a budget, your personal budget that you're using to live your life normally. And you've also got certain things that you're looking to buy. There's a TV that may be needing replacement. There's certain consumables that you use regularly. You know what you're needing and you know what is there. I believe that you should be doing a bit of homework ahead of time. But what I do now is I've got a list of things that I'm looking for, and I monitor the prices in the run up to Black Friday so I don't get suckered in by a false price discount is actually shown to be a lot.
Right, because that anchoring is a big problem. We all fall for it. Absolutely. You know, something crossed out doesn't mean that that's what it was.
Yeah. So from my side, I mean, I love coffee. Right. And I know there are certain shops that have coffee beans on special for Black Friday. And my current stocks are very low. I've run them right down. But come Black Friday, when they go on special, I will stock up properly and get a couple of months' supply of coffee beans. Same thing with, you might be able to hear in the background, I've got load shedding at the moment, and I've got this irritating generator going, which is often hard to work with. I'm looking at upgrading my system to get a couple of silent UPS systems. Right. So I've monitored the prices and I'm waiting for them to see if they do come on special. Then it's actually a good buy. So it's a plan of action as opposed to listen, see all these bargains and then just end up buying.
So that is the question, because it's do we just go and wander through it like we're walking through a shopping mall, walk through the internet that way, or do we make lists ahead of the time?
Exactly. So my recommendation for anyone, if you wanted to manage your money carefully, have a list. Know what are the things that you're looking for. If you're looking to buy gifts for any people, look and get those lists of what you're wanting to get for the people's birthdays going forward. You know what the people are looking for, and you may be able to pick up some real bargains. But the danger is if you see all these deep discounts, and the advertising is ubiquitous and is very cleverly targeted. For anyone who uses social media, you constantly are being hit with very well thought through advertising, and you can easily get suckered into buying a lot more stuff than you actually need. And you could find that as a result of Black Friday, January is a very long month.
Absolutely. That said as well, is people that are doing Christmas shopping, it's probably a good time to do this as well, because you're going to be spending the money anyway. things like that.
You're spending the money. Exactly. So it's all part of a plan, and just think through the things that you're needing for specific people and things that you're needing for your household. And if you can actually keep that in mind, and also the shops are very clever in terms of the way they go about marketing, especially when it comes to online, and you get free delivery if you go above a certain level, or if you buy three, you only pay for two. A lot of those things, just be careful that you actually do need those three of the same thing, and it actually is worthwhile getting. So don't just go blindly and get caught up in the heat of the moment when it comes to shopping, because the challenge is, once you've made that first decision to buy something, it's very easy to add more and more items to your cart. And before you wipe the dust out of your eyes, you've actually spent way more than you should have.
Absolutely. A very, very sound advice. It is 8:40. I'm Howard Feldman. This is Your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 Chai FM. That was a Kenny Mayring talking to us about Black Friday. A Kenny is a financial wellness coach.